And they've got two kickers for Beloit Memorial, so we'll give it to you now. And it will be Noah Fry. Noah Fry, the sophomore, will kick off for the Knights. And let's see what kind of kicker we have here in Fry. So Fry here to kick off, and we'll get it underway right at 7. Short kick at about the 25, 26-yard line. Coming up the sidelines and knocked out of bounds.
WRJN AM 1400.
So first and 10 now. First and 10 now for the Broncos. And Schultz should bring them out. And let's see how they line up, what kind of formation the Broncos have. Looks like an I formation, power I to start. He's got two receivers to the left. Hands it off to Martinez for a few yards. It'll bring up second down. Just underway here at Union Grove.
Quentin Martinez, the junior running back there, great carry up the middle. The Knights of Beloit Memorial have a strong defensive line, so we'll see what type of impact they have here tonight, Dick.
Yeah, we will see. And again, I'm looking for Schultz not to be, afraid to put that ball up. Schultz in the gun. High formation once again. Two receivers to the right. Martinez again trying to jitterbug his way outside. So it'll bring up third down. So it'll bring up third and 5, as that's where they spot it. Played almost 1 minute here in the first quarter. Union Grove looking for their first conference win. The Knights looking for their second win in conference. Once again, Schultz in the gun. Has two receivers to the left. Completes it right at the first down marker. And that's Pettit, Charlie Pettit, with the reception. And they'll move the chains just enough. Just enough for the first down. And like to see that, the official chopped that clock, and immediately when they brought that ball and spotted it, there was no looking to make sure it was there. So Schultz brings them out once again. First and 10 for the Broncos at midfield. This time Schultz rolls out, going to throw to the sideline. And it's incomplete. Intended for Gruber. Gruber, the intended receiver. It'll bring up second and 10.
It's something to watch, Dick. They're swapping out a running back for a lineman. So I don't know if they're going extra tight end.
Interesting.
Running back in the backfield. But that's Austin Waldahl for them that is coming in as like an extra blocker, more or less.
All right, Schultz in the gun. Again, Martinez behind him. Has a man go in motion. He's got two wideouts to the left. Hands off to Martinez, pushing his way up the middle to about the 45-yard line of Memorial. That'll bring up third down. So the announcer says second, but I believe it's third down.
The scoreboard looks to be behind the play, but that's all right. It is third down.
We are used to that as we go under 10 minutes.
Seems to be a common theme everywhere we go, Dick.
Yep, Schultz in the gun once again. Now has two men go in motion. One wide out to the left, gives it to Martinez. He gets the first down and more, down to about the 30-yard line. Little showboating by Quinton Martinez, though, at the end. Don't really care for that myself, but he gets the first down.
And it was a huge block there. Austin Waldall, that third back, more or less, that they're bringing in as offensive lineman. They got him listed at 6 foot 250. Just making a great block at the second level there downfield.
All right, Schultz brings him out. And this time, running, that was Morrison that time. Finn Morrison on the keeper there, and now he'll come back out, and Schultz will go back in. Right, it'll bring up second down. Second and six. Morrison still in at quarterback now. I don't think anything happened to Schultz. I don't know. Morrison going around the corner again. Got enough for a first down. That's probably why he's in there.
Yeah, I wonder if they're going to use him sort of as a two-system quarterback, one that can run the ball well and one that could throw the ball well.
Well, I guess I read somewhere where both Morrison and Schultz, I don't know what game it was in, where Coach McCullen went back and forth. So, again, Morrison is in there now again. Finney and Morrison.
And if anything, it helps, you know, Quinn Schultz, only a sophomore, so getting reps on varsity is always good.
So Morrison in the gun. Got Martinez behind him. Got a wide out to the left. Now it has a man go in motion and gives it to Gruber. Gruber pushing his way inside the 15-yard line. Gang tackled by the Knights that time.
Yeah, great blocking up front by Union Grove. They're just chewing away the clock. We're already almost 5 minutes into the drive, and it's been an impressive showing up front by the Broncos.
All right, Morrison, still at quarterback. Got the play from Coach McCullen. He does not carry a pad. Just keeps him in his head. High formation once again, loaded, though. Packed in like we're going to see Martinez run. And Morrison keeps it, scampers, and he may score, and he does. It's a touchdown. A touchdown for Finn Morrison as he galloped back inside for the touchdown to make it 6-0 at the 7:02 mark.
A nice little 7-yard scamper there on the quarterback keep, and great way to start if you're a Bronco fan.
Right, so Vandewater to try to make it 7-0. 6 foot, 175-pound senior puts it up. The left-handed kicker, and it's good. So with 7:02 to go in our first quarter, it's now Union Grove 7. Beloit Memorial waiting to get their hands on the ball for the first time.
Impressive first drive there, Dick, by Union Grove.
Yeah, nothing really fancy, but
they were able to dominate the tempo, the line of scrimmage, and everything worked out in their favor there on that drive.
Yeah, and what Coach McCullen said then, he said, we may be run dominant tonight. He said, we'll have to see. Well, they showed it on that first possession.
Yeah, he said they're kind of going to play into whatever they give them, and so far they've given them the ground easily.
So Vandewater to kick off. You got West and Carroll back to receive the kickoff. Let's see if he tries to go deep. Well, waiting to get the signal. So there's a kick by Van de Water, and it's fielded. Fielded by Carroll up to the 20, and maybe gets to the 22-yard line. That's where we'll see the Knights for the first time.
I was kind of surprised he fielded that one, Dick. He had his feet on the 1 yard line, caught it above his head, and started running upfield. Just something you'd rather have him, hey, let that roll into the end zone. We'll start on the 20.
All right, so A.J. Potter should lead him out as the Knights quarterback. And see, he's got that Ford in the backfield. So it is Potter. Interesting, he looks like he's going to go under center. And he does. Potter goes under center. Hands it off. And it's Ford. We'll be saying his name a lot tonight. Ford on the carry.
Yeah, their offense still primarily being center, under center about 90% of the time here tonight, Dick. So it's just the style of offense they run. Wing tee, under center, just trying to run the ball as much as they can.
And another quarterback that runs to the sideline to get the plays. So Potter will bring him out. Got full backfield, full house backfield this time by Potter. Now has a man go in motion. Gives it again to Ford. He's to the 50, to the 40. Will they catch him? 30. They did catch him, though. And he gets it down to about the 27-yard line of Union Grove. So a big burst that time by James Ford, the junior running back for the Knights.
An impressive run. Right up the middle, broke a few arm tackles, and he's a strong runner, so he was able to get through with his speed and made an easy run downfield.
All right, so first and 10 for Beloit. They trail 7-0, but on the march are the Knights. 5:47 to go and counting in our first quarter. Again, hands it off to Ford. This time they meet him right at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, big play there, and they laid the hit.
The fake by Potter wasn't sold at all, and they were waiting for Ford.
Oof. That was a very interesting. Player was running off for Union Grove, and his finger was sideways. Trainer Quick popped it back in. He's ready to go.
Okay. So second down. They say he lost a yard, second and 11. Potter under center. Hands it off to Ford again. He jitterbugs his way through the middle and gets close. I don't think he got it, but he's close to a first down. So to bring up third down, he's impressive.
Yes, good back. Strong runner, only a junior, led with 18 seniors coming back for Beloit Memorial. They just got a really complete team over there, Dick.
All right, clock continues to run down to 4:35 to go in our first quarter. Potter will bring him out. He has not been in the gun once yet tonight. Puts his hand behind to give the signal. And again, gives it to Ford. And I don't think he got it, Dylan.
No, I think he came up. Yeah, he's well short.
So to bring up second down. Second and 8 now. 3:50 to go at the 16-yard line of Union Grove. This time Potter wants to throw. He's got a man wide open out there for the touchdown. Dontavius Thomas with the reception for the Knights to make it a 7-6 ball game. Potter to Thomas. So now they'll try to convert. Fry will try to convert the extra point to tie this game up. There's the snap. The kick is up. And the kick is good. So with 3:39 to go in our first quarter, it's now Beloit Memorial 7, Union Grove 7.
An impressive drive. Great answer there if you're a fan of the Knights, and they're able to get all the way down the field and put up a score of their own.
So, a little mixing and matching by the Knights that time, and in the end, it was Potter putting the ball up.
And that's something where if you worry too much about the run of Ford, you know, they're going to go to the air. The Knights are not afraid to go to the air when they need to.
And again, Thomas was wide open on that. There was nobody within 5-7 yards of him. So Fry will kick off. And deep again will be Martinez and Williamson for the Broncos.
Looks like we might be in for a shootout here tonight, Dick.
Could be. So Fry to kick off. There's the Buddha. This is a squibber to one of the up men. And that was Bradshaw. Bradshaw on the return as they try to catch the Broncos sleeping, and they were waiting for it, so they got good field position right off the bat.
Yeah, and I really don't blame him, Dick. I mean, Quinton Martinez is back there for them, and he's a very good threat. I would not kick it to him if I were the Knights either.
So it'll be first and 10 for Union Grove, closing in on 3 minutes to go in our first quarter. And Morrison brings him out. High formation. And we got a flag coming up here as we had one wide out to the left. I think this will be, no, they're walking it off against Memorial.
Wow, that defensive end there, 77, that's Jaden Coleman. We've called his name a few times here already, Dick. Impact player there for that night defense, just making a mental error on the second drive for this Union Grove team.
All right, so we'll see what the Broncos do now. First and 5.
They're
at the 48-yard line of Beloit.
They're going to have to reset the clock here, Dick. The clock wasn't running when the false start happened. Encroachment. So they'll have to reset the clock.
They're talking about it right now. And let's see where they put it.
Coach looks like he's signaling 2:30, and that's where they do put it.
Yep.
So.
All right, now we'll be set to go.
Dick, early score of what we might see all night. Badgers up 13-0, 4 minutes into the game over Waterford.
Oh, yeah. All right, Morrison brings him out. Got Martinez behind him. Got Pettit as the wideout to the left. Gives it off to Martinez, 45, down to the 40. And actually, they stopped them at about the 44-yard line. That's where they spot it. So to bring up second down, second and 5 at the 44 of Beloit. Closing in on the end of our first quarter here. We're tied 7-7, 2 minutes to go.
Oh.
Morrison brings him out. Lloyd showing blitz, maybe. Now you got a wide out to the right. Morrison on the keeper. And he can't get to the edge.
There's great pressure there by the Knights. Just collapsed that whole side, forcing this third down.
So, yeah. Bring up third and one now. 1:20 to go. Morrison will bring him out. In the gun. Hands off to Martinez up the middle. Got a first down and more. Quinton Martinez on the carry for the first down.
They put that jumbo package in again, Dick. A great run producing that first down.
All right, so Morrison gets the play from Coach McCollum. This will probably be the last play of the first quarter. Morrison in the gun. Hands it off to Martinez up the middle once again. And he's down to the 32-yard line of Beloit. And they'll probably let this run out to finish our first quarter. They're lining up, but they'll let it go. Now they'll come to the sideline. That's the end of our first quarter with our score. Beloit 7, Union Grove 7. I'll step away for 60 seconds. You're listening to high school football streaming live on DG Sports.
Tonight's game is brought to you by our terrific sponsors, Lingzon Lathrop, Sicko and Racine, Advanced Foot and Ankle of Wisconsin, Frank DeQuisto of First Weber Real Estate Services, Gordy Boucher, Lincoln and West Dallas, Financial Service Group in Racine, Frater and the Medical College of Wisconsin, Cancer Network, Roma Lodge, Banquet and Conference Facility, Ducks on the Fox in Waterford. Our great patrons, Chris Gorman, Gary Schonert, Bob Letch, Tim Owens, Mike Paczynski, Jason Treutler, Greg Owens, Ryan Thompson, Brian Polda, Johnson Park Golf Course, and Casey Robbins. You're listening live to Dick Graceffa's streaming live coverage of this great high school football contest on DG Sports. Listen live or hear a replay of the game anytime, anywhere at dgsports.mixler.com.
All right, so we start the second quarter now back here at Union Grove High School. 7-7 is our score, so good first quarter. And the Broncos on the march again at the 34-yard line of Beloit. Now we got Schultz in there, and he's going to go long. Incomplete. Intended for Gruber, but they throw a flag. A push coming up.
That's a pretty easy call there by the back judge for pass interference. Because of where the foul did happen, it'll be 15 yards from the 34. And that's where the Broncos will get first down from there.
And again, I believe when you see Schultz come in, he's going to be putting the ball up in the air.
And we've kind of seen him at quarterback basically ever since he came in. I'm not sure what the switch, but Quinn Schultz has not come back in at quarterback, at least for this offense.
Yeah. Well, he was the one that threw that last pass, was Schultz. Now Morrison is back in. So they'll start at the 19 now of Beloit. First and 10 for UG.
You're right, Dick. Sorry about that. He does have the stronger arm, I'd say, of the two quarterbacks that we've seen so far. So, as you mentioned, we'll see if they kind of play that game all night. You see him come in, maybe the Beloit defenders will start to creep back expecting a pass.
All right, Morrison in. You got to expect either him or Martinez to run with the football. Now they have that tight end go in motion. Morrison, low snap, gives it to Martinez. And he was able to get about 2 or 3 yards out of that.
That was a good run. Again, that defensive line up front is very strong for Beloit Memorial, and they've done a good job getting pressure on running plays.
All right, so Morrison comes to the sideline, gets the play, and then he goes back out. Morrison in the gun. And keeps it after a fake to Martinez. Comes to the outside and will pick up a few yards. Not much, though.
Coleman in on the tackle.
And it'll bring up third down. So they say. So third down coming up here. 10:40 to go in our first half. Stick around. We should have Southern Lakes commissioner. Now Schultz in there and runs, and I believe he gets it.
Had a great run up the middle. The little pocket he had there closed fast.
All right, so they're going to try a field goal here. It'll be Vandewater to try and field goal. There's the snap. The kick is up. The kick's long enough, and it is good. So Vandewater with three. It's a 33-yard field goal by Vandewater to make it a 10-7 ball game. Union Grove takes the lead back. So another nice possession by UG, but they get three out of it.
Yeah, they did a great job once again, Dick, moving the ball down the field thanks to that very long pass by Quinn Schultz. Although it was broken up, it was a pass interference that very much worked in their favor.
Yeah, now if we can just get them to work that scoreboard correctly. Actually, the chains, too. Twice they had the down mark wrong.
Yeah, it makes our job a lot harder up here, Dick.
Yep. All right, so Vandewater to kick off.
I'd like to give a quick shout-out to Peg in the home studio, helping us navigate the broadcast here tonight.
We appreciate that. Keeping us on the airways. There's a kick by Vandewater. This is a long, booming kick, but fielded at the 10. Up to the 15, the 20. Still on his feet at about the 25-yard line.
On the return for the Purple Knights.
And that was Doss, Cameron Doss, on the return for the Knights. So 9:46 to go in our first half. It's now 10-7. Union Grove with the lead.
We'll see if Beloit can put up another touchdown here on their second drive of the game. They were able to move the ball with ease on that first drive.
Yeah, we'll see what Potter does here. He's got that premier running back behind him. In Ford, and he still goes under center. There's the handoff to the second back, and that's Owen West. Maybe a yard. It'll bring up second down. Clock will continue to run. 9:30 to go in our first half. And again, as we mentioned, we're scheduled to have Tim Owens, the Southern Lakes Conference commissioner, on at halftime, but I have not seen him around yet.
No, we have not yet, but hopefully he does make it up here for halftime, and you guys will have a wonderful conversation. And looking forward to that, Dick.
Yeah, we'll see. All right, Potter brings him out. He'll go under center. Full house backfield. pitches it to Ford. Ford trying to get to the outside. He does. He's got the first down. And more. He gets it up to midfield, possibly at the 49-yard line of Union Grove. Ford. And he's had three really nice runs already tonight.
Yes, making a huge impact offensively for that night offense.
And they do. They spot it at the 48-yard line of UG. So Potter has them in the interesting, too. They huddle up. And that clock started down to 8:30 to go in our first half. Union Grove clinging to a 10-7 lead. Full house backfield again for Beloit. And they hand it off.
James Ford on the carry.
And Ford again for maybe 3 yards.
A nice little carry up the middle for them. Great defense to collapse. And they didn't make arm tackles, so that's how they were able to bring them down this time quickly.
So to bring up second down. Second and 6. So they gave them 4 on that. Full house backfield again. No wideouts. This time hands it off again. Think it was Ford again. On the carry.
A great run. Enough yardage for that first down. They haven't shown first down yet, but the ball is right at the marker, so it should be
first.
Yeah,
so I'm waiting now. Let's see. And yeah, it is a first down. So Potter will bring him out. First and 10 at the 42-yard line of Union Grove. 10-7. Union Grove leads. 7:05 to go in our first half. Potter goes under center. Now there's the pitch to Ford. Trying to get to the outside. Union Grove did a good job of stringing him back inside. So it'll be second down now. Second and 7. They held them to 3 there.
They had great swarming there by the Bronco defense. Group tackles and putting up a good fight.
So clock continues to run. Under 6:30 to go now in our first half. Beloit on the move once again. Potter goes back to pass, throws and knocked down. Nice play by Union Grove.
And it was Jaden West on the pass breakup. A coach had mentioned to us earlier. He said if they're going to throw tonight, Jaden West, he's going to be the one to get the interception. And he was mere fingertips away from an interception there.
Nice play. Nice play by West. Jaden West. I know he's a two-sport letter winner because he also plays basketball for the Union Grove Broncos.
Yeah, they have some good athletes here on this Broncos team.
So that stops the clock with 6:08 to go in our first half. Union Grove with that 3-point lead. Potter brings them out. Third down, 3rd and 7. And now they stop the clock and stop the play, I should say.
And that one goes in favor of the Broncos there because that play developed well.
Okay, just a timeout. A timeout called. A timeout called by Beloit. So we'll step away for 30 seconds. You're listening to high school football streaming live on DG Sports.
At Gordy Boucher Lincoln.
Back
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's Freezer Pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
All right, 6:07 to go in our first half. 10-7's our score. Union Grove with the lead. Beloit now at the 39-yard line of Union Grove. Got a third and long, third and seven. Potter this time in the gun. Fakes like he's going to give it off. And they get him. They tackle him for a loss. And that was Quinn Kepnick. On the tackle.
Great open field tackle. Just a breakdown of play there by the Knights, and we're likely going to see a punt here.
So Deneau should punt it away.
In the bunt for the Memorial, number 34, Noah Fry.
Okay, they line up. Really weird punt formation, but there's the kick. And it was actually Fry that did the punting. So we'll mark that down. So he does both the kicks and the punts, Fry. So the Broncos will take over, but deep, deep in their territory. Leading 10-7.
Yeah, it looks like they ended up giving him a touchback there, Dick.
They did. So yeah. He didn't get it in time at the 1 yard line.
I think he did, but he didn't really establish himself, and that's kind of what they look for, is not necessarily a touch, but establishing that possession there.
All right, Morrison brings him out. In the gun. No, it's Schultz. Now it's hard to keep them straight. Schultz, the quarterback, and now we got a flag coming in late. It was Schultz on that little screen pass for the Broncos.
This might be some extracurriculars, Dick.
They're talking to the Broncos.
Yeah, it was thrown by the Whitehead as well, so we'll see what happens here.
All right, now we're waiting. This is where the games get long. They got to talk about, where did it happen? Where were they?
Yep, and the biggest thing they want to do is get the penalty enforcement properly. So takes an extra minute or two. Well, hopefully not a minute, but. There's a block in the back after the play.
So. Also, it goes against the Broncos.
Yep, and because it happened after the play, instead of it occurring from the original line of scrimmage, they're going from where the end of the run was.
Okay. So now it brings up first and 20. First and 20 at the 10-yard line. Back to pass is Schultz. Ooh, almost intercepted. That was Price, Caden Price.
Yeah, again, we had almost seen the exact play for Jaden West, the opposite direction.
Yeah.
Two very clean picks dropped early in this one.
And again, I was told about this or read it somewhere, Schultz and Morrison, he flip-flops them now. Schultz got the play. He ran back into the huddle. So it'll be Schultz to bring him out. And you think they got wideouts both to the left and to the right. So you figure empty backfield. He's going to put this one up. Schultz back to pass. Ooh, almost loses it. Gets it back. I don't know what he wanted to do, if he wanted to throw it or he was going to fake a throw.
Yeah, it definitely looks like a throwing play. Just bobbled the snap. almost lost it, but he was able to at least get 2 or 3 yards on that. Not much, but this is going to be a fourth down punting situation for them. See the scoreboard, Dick, showing third, but the down marker showing four.
Again, good thing we have our official here in Dylan Dooley.
It should be fourth.
I got it as fourth. They got it as fourth.
A little confusion creates, you know, having the scoreboard wrong creates confusion because coach looks up, he sees third. All right, third down.
Here okay, Vandewater in the punt. For the Broncos. There's the kick. It's a line drive kick. Fielded. Fielded by Thomas. And he gets it into Union Grove territory. At about the 38-yard line. So first and 10 for the Knights. At the 39-yard line, they spot it. 10-7. Union Grove holds on to that.
And the only score update, Dick, for our area we're getting is Badger and Waterford. It's 28-7 Badger in the second quarter.
Boy, the Badgers are loaded again. That's the Lake Geneva Badgers are loaded again this year. There's the handoff. To Hansen. Hansen on the carry that time and a nice run.
Yeah, somebody we haven't called yet tonight, Dick, but it was a very impressive run to get yardage there for the Knights.
Clock continues to run as we close in on 3 minutes to go in our first half. Potter brings him out under center. Hands it off to Ford. Ford, what a load.
Laid the big boom there on that one, Dick.
Boy, talk about strategy. That's the way to get ahead in the game and kill most of the clock.
Yep, and that's something that the Knights will want to do to continue their success here tonight.
Very impressed with James Ford. There's the handoff again to Ford. He was trying to push his way up the middle. And three Bronco linemen came and met him. So let's see where they spot it. Like him, though. Like him. Runs with the ball when the play's over. Gives the ball to the official.
He says, here you are, sir.
Yes.
Thank you for allowing me to play this great game.
So first down, first and 10 at the 18. They give it to Ford, and they get him in the backfield this time. And that's Ryan Bradshaw on the tackle for the Broncos.
As speaking of two-sport athlete, Dick, James Ford, big athlete for them in basketball as well, put up 15 points against Union Grove last year.
Okay. So Potter hands it off, getting to the outside. Hansen on that carry. So to bring up third down, third and 11. So Potter got the play, now brings it back. We're under a minute to go. He's going to have to go here.
Yeah, they still have two timeouts because they had to burn that one.
But. Yeah. Now they call a timeout. A timeout called by Beloit, so we'll step away for 30 seconds. This is high school football streaming live on DG Sports.
Mm-hmm.
Take the first step towards a more independent life. Test drive a Golden or Pry Power chair or scooter and reclaim your freedom with Easy Mobility Solutions. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Crafted for the utmost comfort and convenience. Visit Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted choice for power mobility solutions. An authorized Pride and Golden dealer backed by the Never Pay MSRP guarantee. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Searching for the best pizza in Racine? Head straight to Ferraro's, where pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, calzones. Ferraro's has your lunch and dinner cravings covered. September presents a limited time flavor pack special. The Philly cheese steak pizza, creamy Alfredo sauce, tender chopped beef, and melted provolone topped with fresh onions and green peppers. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Grove burned their timeout before the snap, Dick.
Okay, Coach McCollin didn't like something, shaking his head.
Yeah, I think they lined up improperly, and he didn't like the way they lined up, so good timeout burning.
All right, both teams at their respective sidelines.
Looks like they're going to put it back to 46 seconds, Dick, so half a second off the clock.
All right, Beloit will get the third quarter kickoff also.
Yep, and they don't have as strong of a kicker, but we'll see if they're able to bring out a field goal unit or if they're going to have to try and score a touchdown.
Yeah, we'll see if Noah Fry will try it if they can't convert here. All right, Potter brings them out. In the gun, Potter back to pass, throws. Complete, and it's a touchdown to Owen West. Owen West on a reception from Potter. And the Knights are going to go into halftime, it looks like, with a 13, if not 14 to 10 lead on the Union Grove Broncos. So Fry now to try to make it 14 to 10. High snap, kick is up, and the kick is good. So with 42 seconds to go, 42 ticks, it's now Beloit 14, Union Grove 10. Union Grove will get the kickoff, see if they can do something with it with 42 seconds to go.
Hey, great pass catch, wide open for the Knights, and, you know, just a scoring opportunity here before half. That's huge for them. They get the ball back. We'll see what, you know, Coach McClellan's going to do here. We'll probably see them go to the air a lot.
All right, Fry will kick it off for Beloit. And we'll have Williamson and Martinez back to receive this kick. And Fry to kick off. And stick around at halftime. We'll have our halftime game summary sponsored by Docs on the Fox this week. And there's Fry's kick. It's going to send back Williamson. Cuts back inside, 30. 35, 37 yard line before they drag him down. So a little time on the clock. And it'll be Morrison to bring him out for the Broncos with 34 seconds to go.
Very good return puts them in good field position here as they look to go to the air.
All right, they got Morrison in at quarterback in the gun. The Knights in their prevent defense. They'll give them a little bit there. That was Gruber on the reception. And now we got Schultz. Schultz will be coming back in at quarterback. So it's second and three at the 44-yard line of UG. Schultz in the gun. Back to pass, throws. It's complete. That's Pettit on the reception. So no huddle here. 24 seconds to go. They mark, spot the ball, and then they'll chop in the clock, and then he'll spike it.
And a new rule change.
I was just going to ask you, because in the NFL, that would have been a penalty. You have to be under center to spike it.
A rule change last year for college and high school. They're not going to call intentional grounding from a shotgun formation.
Okay.
Just because most teams are shotgun anyways.
Yeah.
And it penalizes a lot of fumbles happen, stuff like that, which is, I don't know how I feel about it. You know, it's a change to the game, but is it really necessary? I don't know.
Yeah. But I know in the NFL, right, you still got to be under center to spike.
Correct, correct.
Now what do we have?
I'm guessing he's clarifying that he was in shotgun for the thing, but that rule was changed. That would be my guess as to what he's clarifying. It should be second down on the down marker as well. There we go. There we go, Dick.
All right. Schultz throws. Oh, incomplete, I believe. It won't be a fumble after he comes. So Gruber, the intended receiver on the tackle, dropped it. So it'll stop the clock with 16 seconds to go. And I don't see Schultz coming to the sideline, so I think he's going to have two more tries at it. But again, they got a decent kicker in Vandewater, so
he has a strong leg. We could see a 35-plus yard field goal, I guess. Yeah.
So three wideouts to the left for Schultz. One to the right. Schultz now rolling out. Here comes the rush. Throws. It's complete. Complete. Gruber caught it. And we got a official, Dylan Dooley. That was knocked down.
Yeah, he's very close to hitting his head on that bench. And from up here, it looked like he didn't. So we'll see if he's able to continue tonight or if they'll have to go to four-man mechanics.
They're trying to get him up now. They do. Glad to see that. Let's see if he going to come back. Yep.
Yeah, I know this crew well. He's a trooper. We'll see, you know, at least finish the halftime. The interesting thing on that play, Dick, was the player was coming backwards towards the offense.
Yeah.
That should not stop the clock.
Yeah.
And we'll see if that's what they're talking about here.
Well, they got 11 seconds left on the clock.
Yep. Ooh, he chops it in. So they did rule him out of bounds.
All right, Schultz in the gun. Wideouts to the left and to the right. Two on both sides.
Ooh.
And now we got a timeout called by Union Grove with 11 seconds to go.
Memorial got saved there. Their defensive end, Jaden Coleman, did jump off sides as the referee's whistles started. So it was a good break, I guess, if you're a Knights fan, and a great timeout by Coach McClellan.
And stick around at halftime. We'll have our halftime game summary sponsored by Docs on the Fox, and we'll re-announce our Week 3 coaches poll sponsored by Wisports.net. In case you might have missed it before, all right, we're back to action here. And a punt coming up, Van de Water.
Wow.
And they'll let it go.
Oh.
And let's see, is it a touchback or did it go in?
Wow.
So they down it.
That's one of the best punts I've seen, even at a college level. That was impressive, Dick.
So they down it at the half-yard line. So Beloit Memorial will have to run a play here. UG, they're looking to maybe get a safety out of this. And now Beloit Memorial calls the timeout. So we'll step away for 30. You're listening to high school football streaming live on DG Sports.
Hungry for the freshest and most delicious sandwiches? Lee's Deli has you covered. Serving Racine for over 50 years, every bite is delightful. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, turkey and cheese. Lee's Deli will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. Check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options. Also, stop in the shop on Washington Avenue for the new Lee's Loyalty Program. Start reaping the tasty rewards at Lee's Deli and Racine, open 7 days a week.
In the first half, so what do they do, the Knights?
It's a...
Just a kneel down? He took the timeout for Coach Dement. Brad Dement. And that's exactly what they did. And that's the end of our first half of play with our score. Beloit 14, Union Grove 10. I'll turn it over to Dylan for a summary of our first half.
Thanks, Dick. Our first half game summary brought to you by Docs on the Fox. Our scoring opened at the 7:02 mark on a 12-yard touchdown run by Finian Martinez to make it 7-0 Union Grove. Beloit answers on the next drive with an 80-yard drive that ends on a 16-yard pass to Dontavian Thomas. With 3:39 to go in the first quarter, it was 7-7. Scoring resumed early in the second quarter on a 33-yard field goal by Tyler Vandewater, made it 10-7 Union Grove. But we did not see any more scoring until 42 seconds left when it was a 19-yard touchdown pass by Beloit Memorial, Owens West, to make it 14-10 Beloit here at the halftime.
All right, so with that, we'll run through once again the Wisports.net coaches poll for week 3, in case you missed it. Evidently, Tim did not make it out here tonight.
It's unfortunate. I was looking forward to seeing him. You guys always do great interviews together. So it is what it is, I guess.
All right, so in Division 1 for Week 3, sponsored by Wisports.net, it's Kimberly, followed by Muskegon, Franklin, Verona, and Madison Memorial moves up to number 5 from number 7 last week. In Division 2, it's Rice Lake, followed by Germantown, Slinger, Badger, and Kaukauna. And it's interesting, in Division 2, the first four, actually all five of them, remained the same as last week. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And checking in at 9 this week again, they were 9 last week, they're 9 this week, is Racine Horlick. Division III, it's Notre Dame, followed by Catholic Memorial, Grafton, Mount Horeb, Barneveld, and Plymouth. In Division IV, it's West Salem. It's followed by Columbus, Aquinas, Prescott, and Ellsworth. Checking in at number 8 this week, up one slot from 9 last week, is Racine St. Catharines. In Division 5, it's Wrightstown, followed by Stratford, St. Mary's Spring, Stanley Boyd, and Keele.